Hey everybody, Sanemain here. This is a video I forgot to put out before with a chat that I had with Lily. This video has a lot of rambling on my part as well as hers. I wasn't going to put it out because it's just all over the place, but thought what the hell, you guys might as well hear it. There are in fact some juicy tidbits in here for me about how women can fixate on your muscles or one of your body parts in particular. Lily doesn't believe that happens and I share examples of yes, in fact that does happen. Women can obsess over a man's hair or particular muscles. Oftentimes they say positive things about an individual body part that you have in order to compliment you. And when you get complimented, you're a lot easier to control. I'll share the video in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, here's my rambling video with Lily that has a few juicy tidbits in it, so enjoy.
What's the difference between a woman seeing a man's eyes and falling for the eyes and a man seeing a woman's breasts and falling? It's the same thing. It's just a different part.
No, I don't actually think that women do. I don't. If the man has to be the whole package for women to experience that joy, he has to be completely good looking, like tall, muscular. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree with you. But
do you?
Again, I've never had these issues, so I've had women that were physically satisfied with me. So I take that as you will, but you know, like that's like I don't have
the experience. But you were their boyfriend. They were in a relationship with you. So they've obviously found you attractive to be in a relationship with you. But it's not women don't walk around in the street just looking for like just one male body part to just like have some joy. But I've seen men doing it. I mean, you know, it's like men going to the beach and just checking women out.
But it's the same thing with women going around in public and looking for that one guy that's the complete package and they're checking him out. So isn't it the same thing?
You know how hard it is to find one like that. But that's why I was saying that women don't experience the same level of joy because it's hard to find a man who's the whole package. But if you give a man a plain woman, that's good enough for them sometimes.
Yeah, you're basically saying that men have lower standards.
But that makes them enjoy women more because they have more options.
Or more easily manipulated because it takes less to get them to do what you want them to.
So my interpretation of it was that they're capable of experiencing a lot more joy in relation to women because they just love them more. They love every part of them. They don't have to be the whole package for the man to enjoy it.
Yeah, you can get lost in a person's physical physical body as a man, as a woman. Like, you can get lost in it more easily than a woman can. So
back to my point.
So it's suspension of disbelief, right? Like you suspend your ability to see all the negatives, so you focus more on the positives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that wasn't the point though. My point was, so I made that video and so people who watched it gave feedback and they agreed with the part that women are jealous of male sexuality, which is a flattering thing, I guess. And the part that I said, well, women just don't experience the same level of joy. They don't check out men like men check out women.
Was it women saying this that they didn't agree, or was it more men?
No, the men did.
The men
said no. Women get turned on by just looking at our hands, and I made a joke in the video. I said, "Well, you never see a girl going to a friend and saying, oh, you don't believe what I saw. I saw a pair of hairy legs coming out of the car, and he wasn't much to look at, but his legs were amazing."
No, but a woman might get like turned on by a specific muscle. Like I've had that experience before. Or like a specific hairstyle or a specific shirt or like, so I think they were right in some sense, because mm-hmm. women will, you know, focus on neck muscles. And it's like, why is this woman obsessed with my neck muscles for some reason?
Okay. Nice. So I see your point.
It does happen. So I think, like, just from my personal experience, a woman would fixate on one specific part of me and she would like just focus on that. Right. But usually it would be something that would be either bigger or different than all the other guys.
Mm-hmm. So but you see my point, isn't it?
I think other people were kind of right about that. Like women can fixate on one thing.
Okay. So do you think that women experience the same level of joy when in relation to men?
I don't know if I call it joy, but I sure call it obsession. It's like, you know, what's the difference between, you know, seeing a woman's breasts and be like, oh, those are so nice. It's like, is that joy or is that just like a biological reaction based on?
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels good, but like, again, it leaves you in a vulnerable position, because when you feel good, you let your guard down, right? So all of these, like, I don't mean to be cynical, but that's just kind of been my experience. You know, whenever I feel good in life, like, life is about to whack me. It's like, it's not feeling this good is not going to last. So I always prepare for the downfall, because usually there's something that's going to like take you down a couple notches.
Yeah. Okay. So that was my personal example, that I did that video and then instantly I thought, okay, they disagreed with the part that isn't flattering and agreed with the part that is flattering. So I thought maybe that quote is correct. But now you're saying actually,
I'm correct.
I believe that women do actually feel the same. So that wasn't a good example.
No, but, that wasn't a good example.
But yeah, that was you. But you get my point, isn't it?
Which
with
is
that example. That if you tell men the truth or your opinion or something, and it's unflattering, do they have the tendency to dismiss it just because it's not flattering, or is it?
You mean they pay more attention? Well, they'll pay more attention if you're giving them a flattering comment, but will they dismiss your comment if it's not flattering? Not particularly. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like if somebody says something that's, you know, like for example, I was showing you off camera, like something I've been working on, and it's, you know, it's this little design. It's basically the style is architecturally streamlined modern. That's the architecture, and I didn't know the difference between streamlined modern and Art Deco. And somebody pointed that out on one of my videos and said, well, this is not Art Deco, this is streamlined modern. And I was like, well, what does this mean? Like, I took it as like, this person knows something I don't. I took that comment more seriously than other comments that said, you know, nice video. It's like, because I was like, well, this person is giving me feedback that I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I need to like look into what they're saying so that I can learn about it. Right. So sometimes having negative feedback is actually a good thing.
Okay. So, so this one isn't actually a part of male nature, that men don't dismiss things if it's not flattering.
No, we don't. Like it just depends on what it is, right? Like if it's something that's like, if it's, like I said, if it's constructive feedback, like people are more likely to dismiss feedback, negative feedback. But if it's constructive feedback, it's kind of like painful, but at the same time, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear criticism, but at the same time, like some amount of criticism is good because it motivates you to become a better person.
Okay. So we could say that naturally men are vulnerable to flattery, but that quote isn't necessarily true, that they would dismiss it if it's not flattering.
Yeah, like you also have to understand, like, flattery is deceptive, but I'd say constructive feedback that forces you to become better, a better version of yourself, is better than purely negative feedback and flattery. I think that it's kind of like the best place to be. It's like you get your friend giving you an honest opinion about something. You don't want to hear the honest opinion because it's not going to be flattering, but at the same time, it's not going to be, super positive either. They might highlight the positives and highlight the negatives because they want to help you be a better version of yourself.